This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Do you ever think of what you once dreamt of becoming as a child? Revisiting our childhood dreams can sometimes bring new sparks in life. For some, it may even present an opportunity to leave a legacy behind. Born in Germany, 62-year-old Charlie Janal grew up seeing his environmentally conscious late father's obsession with developing chemical-free cleaning products all his life.
As long as I can remember, he's been trying, working on it.
His father, Alphonse, did succeed at one stage, but lost the recipe by accident. Even after developing Alzheimer's disease, Alphonse never stopped pursuing his forgotten recipe until his death 3 years ago. That was when Charlie and his brother decided to turn his father's legacy into the Wild Organic Wash, the business that represents decades of the family dream.
I don't know where he got it from. I don't think any of my German heritage was into that sort of stuff. He just by chance did something and it worked out. I believed in it all the way to see his dream come true.
According to Sea Change and Lifestyle Change coach Caroline Cameron, our childhood dreams often represent our deepest desires and aspirations in their purest forms, back when life was less complicated.
As children, we were only limited by our imagination. So revisiting childhood dreams in our later years can be incredibly liberating. And when you realise them, it can be deeply fulfilling.
Cameron says reigniting your childhood dream does not need to be exactly the same as what you pursued as a child. She's referring to a farmer who's in his late 70s. As a boy, he always dreamt of becoming an inventor. Now, in his retirement, he devotes much of his time to the local men's shed fixing toys for a nearby school.
And he gets such a kick and so much joy out of watching children's faces and hearing their shrieks of delight. He's having that need met and he's using skills that he developed. Actually, he's inventing every day.
72-year-old Judy Yang aspired to dabble in Chinese calligraphy and traditional painting as a child. Those dreams were forgotten in the course of life, but in her 60s, she decided to pick up erhu, a traditional Chinese string instrument that she's now been learning for 6 years.
Back in Taiwan, everyone was busy, so no one had the time to pick up a hobby. After coming here, I now have time. The children have grown up. I don't have much to do. I was interested, so I started learning.
Charlie Janal admits that his energy level is no longer the same as it once was in his 20s, but that should not stop him from trying anything new.
Age is only a barrier if you think it is. If you tell your mind you're getting old, you'll get old.
Ms. Cameron says most people actually have more time in their twilight years than they did back in their younger days.
We have more time and a deeper sense of who we are and what's important to us. So we also have a sense that time is running out. In this context, that's a good thing because it creates a sense of urgency for us to actually go after our most meaningful childhood dream. If not now, then when? So that sense of urgency actually lights a fire within us.
While some may struggle with the motivation to pick up a long-lost dream in their later years, Ms. Cameron draws on the research of a palliative care nurse who found that most dying patients wished that they had taken more risks and devoted more time to seeking their happiness.
You might not be able to change your past, but you can create your future.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.